The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Put your name on it. Just put your name on it. That's all I say. Be a man or a woman. Put your name on it.
It just clicked in my mind that if you just run through somebody's face, a lot of people ain't going to be able to take that over and 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 over again. They're just not going to want that. Run through a motherfucker's face, then you don't have to worry about him no more.
More Stories Podcast. More Stories Podcast Comedy Science Edition. Today I'm going under the microscope, the jeweler's loop in my mind about Anthony Jeselnik. I saw him do stand-up at the Mirage about a month ago in Vegas. I was at a wrestling tournament Saturday and Sunday. Saturday night, during the day I texted Anthony if I can come see his show, and he left me tickets. I have to tell you guys something. It was the most fascinating hour of stand-up comedy I've ever witnessed in my life. It was fucking brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, so damn funny. It's one of the best shows I've ever seen. For me to be surprised by stand-up comedy, by a punchline, to be blindsided by a punchline is impossible, I thought. I can always see the jokes coming. Like, if I watch Seinfeld, I'm like, all right, this is this. Like, Friends, I just know the math because I'm a comic. And Anthony Jeselnik had such a dog whistle. His stand-up was so fascinating to me, and I'll put that under the jeweler's loop and explain to you why. And I'll share with you some of the jokes, best of my memory, the best that my memory can serve, because I'm not going to, like, play audio of it. It just happened live. Fuck, I love comedy. It's the only, like, shared experience left. You go to a concert, people are filming, like, John Mayer. He's right in front of you. Put your fucking phone down. This guy, Ali, emailed me in my More Stories Gmail, morestories3737@gmail.com. And Ali said he liked when I was on Theo Vaughn's podcast. And he said, I took a clip from that podcast because this just stuck with me. And it's when Theo Vaughn asked me, like, when I quit drinking, and we were talking about when I got sober. And I told Theo Vaughn, this is just a separate clip I want to play you guys. And if you guys can, like, isolate things I've said and send it to me on, like, a file, please do. Because I am an idiot when it comes to technology. I'm an old man shaking my fist at the sun for being hot. Yeah. Damn you, son. When I first started going to, like, AA meetings, everybody was like, oh, I'm not poo-pooing anybody's, like, sobriety. Great, you know, there's no one way to greatness. Greatness is the way. But people would say, like, well, I drank to block out, like, how mean my dad was. I blocked out molestation, so I drank to get out of, like, the trauma mindset. I drank because to overcome this. I'm like, I just drank because I like getting hammered. Like, I love getting fucked up. And I was telling Theo Vaughn, I was 13 at a wedding, and somebody gave me a rum and coke, and I'm like, oh, I'm fucking breakdancing. This is great. And then Theo Vaughn's follow-up question, thank you, Ali, A-L-I, brother man, for sending me this. This blindsided me too. This was Theo Vaughn and me speaking, and Theo Von, it's only a 13-second clip, and Theo Von's follow-up at the end is just like, whoa, listen to this.
That's it. When I was 14, I had a rum and coke. 13, I had a rum and coke at a wedding, and I was like, apparently I'm breakdancing.
And you've been dancing since then.
And I'm a motherfucking breakdancer?
Do you feel like you're a demon?
Do you feel like you're a demon? That's, it's freeze framed on Theo's face, like, almost like a detective, like, I've cracked the case. Do you feel like you're a demon? That's, what?
Like you're a demon?
Oh my God.
Oh, I work for the Lord, sir.
I gotta look at my face like, what? Do you feel like you're a demon?
I was 14, I had a rum and coke. 13, I had a rum and coke at a wedding. And I was like, apparently I'm breakdancing.
And you've been dancing since then.
And I'm a motherfucking breakdancer?
Do you feel like you're a demon?
Do you feel like you're a demon? No wonder Theo won't answer my text. He thinks I'm a demon. We got to get Theo back on this damn podcast. Hit him up on like Twitter and Instagram and just inundate him with like, hey, go back to Jay Moore's More Stories podcast. We miss you. Wow. Oh my God, Theo is so funny. I feel like hitting the Patreon page. That would be great. If you don't, I get it. You know, I'm not going to go, hey, you guys need to give money to this or we're going under. No, it would just be great. We're working towards going back old school the way Corey and I used to do it, like a little guerrilla warfare operation. So if you feel like going to jmoore.com and becoming a Patreon member, that would be great. And if not, hey, man, I get it. I've never said to you, could you guys please rate and review this podcast? Think about it. I've never asked you to rate and review this podcast in 6 years. In the beginning, I did. But I don't, like, whatever. If you feel like it, you'll do it. 5-star, whatever. I don't even know how many stars it has. 4 stars, like Star Search, 5 stars. Yeah, that'd be cool. More stories, 3737@gmail.com. Thank you, everybody that's been emailing me about life coaching. Yes, it's legit. Money-back guarantee, confidentiality agreement. You're good to go. I can help you. Well, this is a hilarious episode because Anthony Jeselnik is maybe the greatest living stand-up comedian. That's fucking... You're damn right I just said that. I'm putting myself down a slot on the leaderboard. You know when you watch golf and they cut to the leaderboard? Jeselnik. J-E-S-E-L-Nick. I don't know how to spell his name. Holy shit. This guy was amazing. I couldn't believe how fucking funny he was. And I'm going to do the best I can to just recreate these bits and share them with you and put them under a microscope and explain to you why Anthony Jeselnik's stand-up is so damn unique. He said, I have a friend who has narcolepsy. It's wild. I'm not going to do an Anthony Jeselnik impression. He said, I have a friend who has narcolepsy. That is wild. Because one minute I'm having a conversation with somebody, the next minute I'm having sex. I'm like, I couldn't believe that joke. It's perfection. It's wrongness. Like, not wrongness. I don't want to be one of those people, like, because the whole audience is going like, that's so wrong. To see Anthony Jeselnik in a 1,000-seat theater where everyone is there to see him go against the grain in this time where everybody's so politically correct and can't wait to be outraged by some bullshit words. Think about that. Words. Hey, we demand an apology because of your words. Get the fuck out of here. You're not getting one from me, assholes. Not you guys. I really feel this way, and I've spoken about it pretty openly. Look, America loves an apology, but we don't like to wait for it. Like, we knew one was coming with Pete Rose, for example, but he made us wait like 15 years, and we're like, you know what, Pete, go fuck yourself. But for the most part, we want an apology to separate ourselves and feel superior. And I firmly believe this. The moment you apologize, imagine the entire country yelling, he's wounded, get him. Because that's how I feel it goes. Like Louis C.K. issuing an apology for what? Jerking off in front of people? Like, okay, so what? But the minute he issues that apology, it's so not Louis C.K. that people are still like protesting his shows. Think about that. It's Bill Maher gave an apology. It's like, Bill Maher, like, no, you guys are counterculture. I can't say I wouldn't do the same thing if I was working for like HBO and had millions of dollars. If I was a touchstone, a piece of the franchise and I had something that enormous to protect, I can't tell you I wouldn't, but I don't, so I won't. It's just me up there. Like, I'm like a gunslinger in the Wild West, like the saloon doors. And I'm just trying to do the best I can. And Anthony Jeselnik just doesn't give any fucks at all. Every joke, the crowd starts going like, oh, that's so wrong. But it ain't. It's fucking brilliant. My friend has narcolepsy, which is, that's, you know, obviously when you fall asleep and you can't help it in the middle of like conversations. It's, he goes, it's so wild. One minute I'm talking to somebody and the next minute I'm having sex. Wow. So basically Anthony Jeselnik's telling the audience the minute his friend falls asleep, he just fucks them. And then he tells the audience, and this is what I really admired, because he's admitting that there's a shock element to the joke, but he's also telling the audience, I don't have time for you fucking guys moaning and bullshit. He goes, the next minute I'm having sex, and we all laugh. He goes, if you didn't laugh at that joke, what the fuck are you doing here? He basically just tells the entire audience, why are you here if you didn't like that joke? And it made me think of Joe Torre, who told me, manager of the Yankees, went out to the pitching mound to take David Cohn off the pitching mound in the World Series, in one World Series game. And when he got out there, David Cohn goes, I feel good. And Joe Torre goes, then what the fuck am I doing out here? So Jeselnik's like, basically like sort of parallel to that world, like, what the fuck are you doing here? If you didn't like that joke, what the fuck are you doing here? Nobody doesn't want to be the cool person. Nobody doesn't want to not be in the club. Nobody doesn't want to quote-unquote get it. So in that sentence, then what the fuck are you doing here? The entire audience has to make a decision. Am I down with this? Or am I a fucking square that's going to wind up leaving and telling people like this wasn't cool when there's 900 plus people around me holding their sides laughing? And he's right, by the way. Like, what the fuck are you doing here if you didn't laugh at that joke? One minute I'm talking to somebody, the next minute I'm having sex. Wow. And totally blindsided me. I never saw that joke coming. Then Anthony Jeselnik says, here's that same joke, but dumb. So now as a comedian, my antenna is just so wide open because I know he's going to tell a similar kind of joke and he's going to dumb it down or at least like mute it. Like when you put a mute in a horn to make it a little more quiet, as far as like shock. And he says something like, I'm not getting this exact. And by the way, the joke that I lost my fucking mind to this, like I can't even say it without my sides hurting laughing, is coming up in this podcast episode of Comedy Science, Anthony Jeselnik. So the next joke he goes, here's the same joke, but dumb. He says, and I'm paraphrasing, forgive me. I have a friend that works in an emergency room. He's an emergency room doctor. And he says, 30% of the people he sees are having strange things removed from their asses. And he goes, we don't talk anymore. That already gets a laugh because you're filling in the blanks on your own. Like as to why Anthony Jeselnik and his friend whose job is pulling things out of people's assholes in an emergency room don't talk anymore. He goes, we don't talk anymore. And there's a long pause. And you think that's the joke. He goes, but I still see him. The unspoken being, Jeselnik has shit pulled out of his ass all the time. And then he goes, seriously, if you didn't laugh at that, what the fuck are you doing here? Just get out. He tells the audience, get out. If you're not laughing, go. Wow. I mentioned four hymns earlier. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. And I started losing mine right around then, actually. And once you notice your hair is going, it's kind of too late unless four hymns. Fourhymns.com. FORHIMS.com/my last name. Fourhymns.com/more. MOHR. I don't know if you've seen pictures of me lately on Instagram, JMore37, Twitter, JMore37. I have a crew cut because I'm wrestling every day. Coaching wrestling, I like to wrestle too. But you can tell my hair is like, I have like a full head of hair with my crew cut. And that's thanks to Four Hymns. So you get a $5 trial month right now while supplies last. Fourhymns.com/more, M-O-H-R. Skincare, hair loss, sexual wellness for men. Barry Katz, sexual wellness, man. Hey, Katz, we got a podcast too. Fourhymns.com/more. A trial month, $5 today, right now, while supplies last. Fourhymns.com/more. Also, True Car, I mentioned. True Car. Did you know if you hold your key fob to your chin, it increases its range? I tried this and it was kind of freaky. I'm opening my garage door from like 6 blocks. Here's a tip you also might not know about. True Car also helps people get used cars. That's right. It's not just buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. True Car users see what other people paid so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying. And you're likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with True Car certified dealers. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. True Car. Anthony Jeselnik, this fucking genius. He goes, I had sort of an up and down week. I got a phone call this week. It was the greatest phone call of my life. And then right after that, somebody called me and told me my father was in the hospital. And I said, yeah, I just heard. Wow. That was like way up front of the stand-up. I had the greatest phone call of my life. So the greatest phone call of his life was somebody telling him his father was in the hospital. And then I got another phone call right after that saying, my father's in the hospital. I go, yeah, I just heard. This is what I loved and was so impressed by Anthony Jeselnik. His willingness to make himself such a villain. Like there was an enormous, I'm going to say like a 6 minute chunk of how he loves dropping babies that I will never do justice. And it was a bit of a runner, but just completely unapologetic. And his willingness to make himself a villain, almost, it's glee, really. You see it in his eyes and his face, his joy. By the way, he's got a big bushy beard. He looked real handsome. Good job, Ant. He had a joke. He said he found out he's, whatever the blood type is, that's the universal one. O negative, maybe? He goes, I just found out I'm even cooler than you people think I am. He might have said you losers. He goes, I found out I'm type O negative blood. That means, and people like start applauding a little bit, like, he goes, that means I can give blood to anybody in the world. And the place applauds. And when they're done applauding, Anthony Jeselnik goes, who also has AIDS? Wow. In this joke, he's telling the audience he's HIV positive. Not only HIV positive, but he actually has AIDS. And he can give blood to other people with AIDS because he has it. Oh my God, he's fucking brilliant. I felt like a fangirl, like a boy or whatever, like gushing. My text after the show was, this was the best show I've ever seen. Like, this is a big deal. And he writes back like, thanks. I'm like, ah. This is the joke that absolutely melted my face. And I'm going to tell you the construct. I think I have a handle on this, and it's pretty abstract. Most jokes, you say something, then you say something else. You're building, stay with me here and try to follow this. You're building forward. Like I do a joke and I talk about my son and then he did this and then something. And then you kind of continue where that goes. With Jeselnik, you got to kind of go backwards and reconstruct. And I don't know many comics, I'm going to really pay attention to it now, that have that as the abstract construct, and that is asking the audience to like throw it in reverse and remember why we got here in the first place. So like, my friend has narcolepsy, it's weird. 1 minute I'm talking to somebody, the next minute I'm having sex. You're like, having sex? Oh, that's right.
backwards. Because his friend has narcolepsy. That's the disease where you fall asleep and you can't help it. So that means when the person falls asleep, he fucks them. Wow. So like you build, he kind of builds backwards. Does that make sense? It's really fascinating to me. I never knew this existed, really. But, you know, I'm such a nerd with stand-up comedy that I'm going to examine other comics and see who else builds that way. And yes, I like your request. A lot of your requests have not been so great, I'm going to be honest with you. But more stories, 3737@gmail.com. He's talking about taking his friend Jessica to get an abortion. Okay? And it was a long joke with lots of jokes in it. But the one where I laughed so hard, the audience was kind of, people around me were like looking at me, wondering if I was going to be okay. He goes, what really freaked me out about the abortion clinic was that there were kids in the waiting room, like playing. Turns out they were ghosts. Turns out they were ghosts? I lost my mind. You think you know why that's funny, but you don't. And I'm going to wrap this up so you can go into your job. When a baby is aborted, it's like cells dividing, hopefully. Yikes. Or it's an itty-bitty, like the size of a mustard seed thing. The fact that in this joke, what freaked me out of the abortion clinic was all the kids running around in the waiting room. That kind of freaked me out. Turns out they were ghosts. First of all, oh my God. The word ghosts. Is there a funnier word? Ghoul? I love ghoul. Turns out they were ghosts. So not only was a baby aborted, but then, hang in there, listen to me, trust me, but then the baby had to grow into the age where it can run around the room. Like babies don't run around. All the kids in the waiting room running around freaked them out. Turns out they were ghosts. So not only did something die like an amoeba, but they had to grow up to be like 6 years old as a ghost. Like ghosts are now growing and getting older. He was well into the next joke. And I had my face in my hands going, oh, ghosts, ghosts. The word ghost. Oh my God, that might be one of the best jokes. That is definitely one of the single greatest jokes I have ever heard in my life. He goes, then a couple, he says something like, I was laughing so hard I like lost consciousness, essentially. He said, I don't know what if he said a time when it happened, but he goes, I was doing a show and a lady in the back stood up. No, first he goes, my friend Jessica went in for her abortion, bumping fist was weird, and also it was weird when I said kill him in there. Like he just went on and on and on about all these awful things about the proper gift to get somebody that gets an abortion. They say get a certain kind of cactus that doesn't have to be watered. And then he goes, yeah, no, that's a terrible gift. I'm not going to give you something else you don't have to take care of. It was white hot. It was hyperspace of comedy. How brilliant this all was. And then he goes, I was doing a show and this lady in the back stood up and said, Anthony, what on earth is ever funny about abortion? And he goes, I said, I just showed you. So again, he's putting the audience on blast. Like, I just literally showed you hilarity in abortion. Nobody doesn't want to be the cool kid. I'm sorry. By saying that again, he's reaffirming to the audience, we're on the ride here. Wow. It turns out they were ghosts. I don't know if a joke not said by Otto and George has ever made me lose my shit like that in my life. I'm 48 years old. I've been doing comedy 31 years. That was like somebody came from the aisle and just hit me in the face with a fucking flat iron. It completely shocked me because of its originality. And the amount of, like, I immediately started, like, constructing, like, ghosts. Oh, because they're dead. But wait a minute. Like, babies don't run around and play with other babies. Anthony Jeselnik, Comedy Science. That was top two. Stand, and I don't even know what the other one is, honestly. That was one of the top two stand-up comedy shows I have ever seen in my life. I love you, Anthony Jeselnik. You are a genius. And real quick, I'll just throw in a bonus one. He goes, my next-door neighbor has Alzheimer's. My mom has Alzheimer's, so already I'm in. He goes, and every morning at 9 o'clock in the morning, he comes to my door and wants to know where his wife is. And every morning I have to tell this guy, your wife died a long, long time ago. He goes, and I don't want to tell him this, but it's worth it just to see the smile on his face. Oh, he got into racism. He talked about dropping babies. He's talking about racism. Like, is it a hate crime if I love doing it? He said, racism isn't fair at all to judge someone just by what their entire race does. It was just an absolute clinic in not giving a fuck. The entire show was metaphysically and like figuratively just him and an IROC in your front lawn doing donuts, throwing beer cans out while fingering your sister like he didn't give a fuck. Anthony Jeselnik, Comedy Science. Wow. And if you didn't laugh at that, what the fuck are you doing here? I love you guys. You know I mean it. Peace.
And you close the door, and you let me see what you really.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.